been a turbulent few years for one of Britain's biggest pension schemes, the University Superannuation Scheme, USS it's normally called. It looks after the retirement pots of about 400,000 retired and working academics and university staff. It has a big shortfall. The official number is £3.6 billion, although a quick look on Twitter will show you that passions run high, and that's putting it mildly when it comes to working out the actual size of that deficit. One of the reasons the passions do run so high is that academics have been asked to accept lower benefits, and there have been strikes at universities over plans to cut those benefits. Just to add to the mix, one of the scheme's board members has been suspended after trying to raise questions about how the deficit was calculated. That board member is Professor Jane Hutton. She's a statistician, at the University of Warwick, and she joins us. Professor Hutton, thanks for coming on the programme. Why were you suspended? Can you take us back to the beginning?
Well, my lawyer, in fact, asked on the 5th of June in a letter for precise details of why I'd been suspended. We haven't received those at all yet. They're simply allegations of misconduct, but those allegations have not been given in detail. As far as I can tell, one of the main reasons was that I asked the pension regulator whether a statement attributed to them by USS was something they were happy with, and they replied that no, on the 8th of January, they had said that the statement was factually incorrect.
It all began before that, didn't it, when you were having a look at the way that that USS had calculated the deficit, and you found what you thought were some shortcomings in their methods of calculation.
That's right. I mean, the central one is what they call the discount rate, and I've been trying since November 2017 to get enough information to evaluate that. I'm an internationally recognised statistician. That's why I was appointed to the board. And I've simply not been able to get the information I require in order to satisfy myself of the quality of the work. So I have seen is not of a quality I'm happy with.
So your point is that you don't have the information to judge whether they're doing their job correctly, not that they've necessarily done the job wrong.
I can't be certain they've done the job wrong. The information I have so far is very worrying.
It's interesting though, because just recently USS did say that its deficit was £7.5 billion, which is a big number, although it does have £63 billion of assets. But then that was cut drastically on the back of a sort of an independent advice, all the way down to £3.6 billion, which is an almost unbelievably large leap.
Exactly, and one of my concerns is that we ought to have proper demonstrations of how the model assumptions affect your estimates. And the joint expert panel to which you referred did point out a couple of areas where there are serious questions, and I've tried to follow that up, but I haven't had adequate answers.
Have you taken this up with any of the other people who look after things like whistleblowing and financial affairs, the Financial Conduct Authority, for example?
I spoke to the Financial Conduct Authority in September 2017, and they were interested, but they said they needed to contact the regulator, and the pensions regulator said that they would deal with the matter, not the FCA. I've also taken it up with the Financial Reporting Council in March 2018, so well over a year ago. They haven't yet, as far as I know, produced any report. Of course, the Kingman report, I think it pointed out that the Financial Reporting Council doesn't really have the resources to deal with actuarial questions.
Just briefly, it's not directly to do with this, but about the future of USS. It is interesting, isn't it, that Trinity College, Cambridge, which is one of the wealthier of the universities, is planning to pull out of USS. Are you a bit worried about the future of the scheme as a whole?
I'm not particularly worried about the future of the scheme as a whole. Everything I've seen suggests that it's very well funded, and in fact, my best estimate of what would happen if you made all the corrections to the quality I would like would be that it would show the scheme is substantially in surplus. Trinity College is unusual. It has a vast amount of money, and so it can simply remove the uncertainty, which is a nuisance, obviously, if you're planning budgets and contributions keep changing.
Thank you very much. Professor Jane Hutton from the University of Warwick. I should say the USS gave us a statement that said it was saddened by Professor Hutton's statements, and it was firm in its view that her allegations had no material impact on the decisions it had made.